Room 2. This houses various Byzantine and post-Byzantine exhibits, covering the period from the early Christian era, 4th century AD, to the middle of the 20th century. The early Christian collection includes mainly bronze items, such as oil lamps, crosses of various types, censers, chandeliers and candelabra. The section with silver gilt objects is especially rich in content. There's a variety of ecclesiastical ritual utensils such as chalices, tabernacles patterns, lamps, incense burners, chrismals, reliquaries, brooches, croziers, ciboria, candle holders, holy water basins, censers and gospel covers, not only from Cyprus but also from areas in Asia Minor, Smyrna, Cappadocia and Constantinople, and from distant Russia. The rich collection of silver gilt covers of printed Gospels with the pronounced Baroque style includes signed works by Cypriot goldsmiths John and George of 1813, as well as by Hagi Ioannis from the village of Ordu, 1864. Russian Gospels are of a different texture and decoration. They bear multicoloured enamel stetharia, whereas the decoration is complemented with precious and semi-precious stones. The monastery boasts a sizable collection of lamps. Of particular interest is a 19th century lamp, richly and elaborately decorated with gilding, multicoloured glass frit, corals, cast heraldic lilies, double-headed eagles and crescents, whereas the suspension chains consist of whole angels, anthemia and cherubim. This is an especially ornate object, typical of the fusion of elements from diverse art movements during the post-Byzantine period: Orthodox Christianity, Western European Baroque, and Islam. The monastery of Kikos is also renowned for its collection of holy relics kept in reliquaries mostly made of wood or silver. An object of particular note in the collection of church silver is the large silver cross of the 18th century. An artophorion is a box of the Holy Communion, a container where dry Eucharist is kept to be given to people who are dying. Among the artophoria in the museum's collection, a church-shaped silver gilt one is worthy of particular mention. It's an 1807 item with strong Baroque and neoclassical features, enriched with corals and pearls. On its panels are depicted the Virgin of Kikos, Christ at the Last Supper, and the apostles walking towards him in pairs. One of the most intriguing artifacts of this category is a part of the silver gilt cover of the monastery's palladium, that is, the holy icon of the Virgin of Kikos. It was made by the 16th century goldsmith Grigoris Toumazos in Nicosia. Affixed at the bottom, there's a silver gilt frieze, probably older, with busts of apostles and saints. Of special interest among the works of microsculpture is a 1545 wooden cross with base, decorated with scenes from the Old and New Testaments, some of which are carved in full relief. This cross is one of the most significant existing works of its kind and is attributed to the well-known microsculptor George Lascaris. The monastery's wooden antimension of 1653, votive offering of Archbishop Nikephoros, 1641 to 1674, is a rare sample of its kind. In addition to the carved symbols of the Holy Passion and to the relics affixed to it, it also bears an important 6th century ivory plaque with a representation of St. Peter, as well as a round cameo with St. Demetrios. More impressive in terms of size and decoration is a 1710 cross for the consecration of the waters on Epiphany. It is known as the Cross of the Mavri, that's the Cross of the Black Woman, and it has a carved wood core with scenes from the life of Jesus. Despite the destruction it suffered on 4 occasions due to fire, the monastery of Kikos still preserves numerous post-Byzantine fabrics in its vestries. One of the most beautiful items is a gold-embroidered epitaphios, a cloth icon depicting the preparation of Christ for burial, made in 1703 by the renowned embroideress Despineta of Constantinople. The lamentation is embroidered on red silk with golden and silver threads, while the naked parts of the figure are rendered with wheat-coloured threads. A votive inscription runs the length of the bottom of the composition. Ritual vestments of the various ranks of the Orthodox clergy, deacon, priest, bishop, are exhibited in two large showcases near the end of Room 2. A separate showcase contains coins of the Byzantine and Ottoman empires, as well as Byzantine and post-Byzantine jewellery. The particular connection of the Virgin of Kikos with the sea and the protection which she offered to seafarers are the subjects of a specially designed showcase. A 6th-century holy table, or altar, stands out at the end of the room. It probably comes from an early Christian basilica. A 13th-century processional icon of Panagia Odigitria, the guiding Mother of God, stands on a wooden leg flanked by icons of the Apostles, part of the Great Prayer, by the 17th-century icon painter Pavlos Hierographos, Paul the Hierograph.